Hey, this is Jessie, and you're listening to The Luminary, a collection of stories and conversations where we talk to our peers about how faith and their relationship with God has impacted the challenges they face in college. I hope you enjoy.
Help me define what you think of when you say calling, because I think a lot of people think of it differently.
So I think it's like kind of like how, or like the bigger like vision for my life, and what I want to accomplish and what I think God has called me to accomplish, or not accomplish, but to pursue. And that, I think that ties into a lot of different other aspects of my life, like what I do in school, what I hope to do for work in the future, like my ministry, whether it's like through my job or with people around me.
I guess I should backtrack a little bit. When would you say that you started a relationship with God? Was it like in the beginning of college, or did you grow up in like a Christian family kind of thing?
So I grew up like going to church. So my mom is Christian. I have an older brother, so him and my dad are not. So I grew up going to church with my mom. But I think I really like started a relationship with God like beginning of college, like second semester of freshman year. I never really thought about what my calling was until like around then, or maybe a little even after.
At that point, did you think, I guess like at the beginning of college or when you start out from high school, it's easy to be like, okay, getting this major and then I'm going to go to this job and do this thing. Did you have that sort of perspective about the trajectory of your life, and did sort of becoming closer to God or like starting that relationship, how did it impact what you thought of your calling?
So I guess when I was in high school, I didn't really think about these sorts of things. I was like, I like go to class, I do my work, I hang out with friends, and that's it. And then even like when I was applying to college, I didn't really think that much about where I wanted to go or what I wanted to do. So I came in to college like, I guess like pretty open, but also not like, wasn't like super thoughtful about like what I was gonna do. And then I think as I like took more classes, and like, so I studied math, and I think as I got like deeper into my studies, I like learned that I like actually really enjoyed doing it. And so like I began to think, cause like it does like you, once you get here, you kind of have to think about like, oh, what am I going to do afterwards?
Such a big thing for CMU too. Like everybody's thinking that way.
About, like, what job do I get? So I had to like start thinking about like, what do I want to do in my future? And yeah, I was like, I have an older brother. So he also studied math, and he's like a software engineer now. So he's like, is that like a possible path for me? Especially like at CMU, there's a lot of people who do computer science, and it's like, would I be a software engineer? But then like, as I like developed a relationship with God slowly, I began to think like, how does my future relate to God? Like, how does my future job relate to God? And this was like something I didn't necessarily have an answer for a long time. I'm still like kind of sorting it out. I think like as the realities of like real life, quote unquote, like come, like it becomes more and more of like something that, that I realize I need to think about. So like I think at this point, after like all that stuff that's happened, I've come to understand like I do enjoy my studies in math. I enjoy like teaching other people and helping other people to understand things that I find really interesting. And so that's like, so I've decided, I've decided to pursue like graduate school because I would hopefully like to be like a professor or teacher at some point. And so it's, and then like fitting that back into like ministry and serving God through my work.
Mm-hmm.
I think I see a lot of opportunities to be a witness within, like, academia,
because
mm-hmm. There's not that many Christians in academia, especially yeah. within, like, STEM fields.
Yeah. And, like, you mentioned earlier, like, how, I mean, in CMU especially, like, it becomes really quickly, like, all about work. Like, it's just like, oh, I have to get this thing done. And, like, you're looking at other people who are getting jobs or doing something like that. And also just in terms of, like, stress culture. What has been your experience, like, at CMU trying to balance, like, you, how much of yourself you put into your work and how you see sort of like your identity in God, if maybe that's something.
Mm-hmm. I think at least in terms of like stress culture, mm-hmm. I haven't had huge issues like balancing work and other things, mm-hmm. but I do think I have a tendency to place a lot of my identity in my work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if I'm doing well in my studies or in other things,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, oh, this means that I'm a good person or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah. sometimes it's very difficult to wrestle those two apart and remember, like, I am, like, beloved whether or not I am performing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether or not I'm, like, living up to my own standards of what I think I can do.
Mm-hmm. I definitely, like, identify with what you're saying about sometimes, like, a good performance is, like, kind of, like, reinforcing, it sounds so horrible when you say it, but, like, reinforcing this idea that it's, like, oh, well, it's because, like, good people do good at work and do good at school and do good at, I don't know, life or something like that. And I think that that's challenged a lot, even when we see, like, how, like, God's disciples were, like, in the Bible,
yeah.
like, they were, like, not, like, learned people, and they also, like, were continually failing to understand,
yeah.
like, his own, like, teachings, you know, like, what are you saying, Jesus, like, we have no idea what's going on, but yeah, I think that it's something, especially in CMU, people have, like, a lot of issues with. What was, like, your experience, I guess this is going away a little bit, but what was your experience of, like, of Christian community in CMU? Because I've definitely heard and kind of experienced that, like, the Christian community at CMU is, like, there is one, but, like, it's definitely not as, like, lively as some other, like, schools where they put less focus on their work.
Yeah, it's, I think, so personally, I think I've had a pretty good experience with the Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah, I can see how, like, it would not be as lively or active because people are very busy, but I think people do a very good job of, like, supporting each other in each other's, like, struggles, because I think, like, in general, as CMU students, like, there are a lot of struggles
mm-hmm.
here, like, because of, like, how much emphasis is placed on work,
mm-hmm.
and it's been, I think it's been really cool to see, like, now that I've been here for 4 years, how a lot of people have changed in terms of how they view the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times people come in from, like, high school, like, they're, like, top of their class, and they come in and they are surrounded by a bunch of people who also work really hard,
mm-hmm.
and, like, find their identity in their work, and they like, follow that pattern because it's, like, what they're used to. But then as they grow and as they have, like, older people around them to, like, pour into them and teach them, I think it's been really cool to see how that kind of view changes
mm-hmm.
over time.
And was that something that you, like, experienced differently, like, yourself, too? Like, in high school, did you have the same sort of community that you experienced here?
Yeah, so, yeah, in high school, like, I didn't really know anyone at church.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have, like, Christian friends or anything. And so, yeah, my, like, the way I saw the world, I think, was very much influenced by the culture of, like, the friends that I hung out with. And some of it, like, part of it was, like, very focused on school, and part of it was very focused on just, like, goofing around and having fun. And, like, coming into a Christian environment and, like, finding fellowship at CMU's was, like, a very big change in that, but I think I've seen a lot of change and transformation in my own life
mm-hmm.
in terms of, like, where my priorities lie.
Oh, well, when we're surrounded by people who, like, don't share our Christian values, it makes us, like, kind of want to, like, change our values more towards that, especially because it's, like, a big part of the culture and stuff. And it's easy to sort of find a place in the church, and then you're sort of in a bubble that can, like, protect or, like, reinforce those values, which is, like, I think a good thing. But do you ever see a problem with sort of, like, that being an area that's kind of, like, dependent on that community to reinforce values?
I'd say that's definitely, like, an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you said, like, it's easy to get caught up in, like, the bubble within, like, a church community. And then going outside of that, like, suddenly you have these temptations to act, like, and behave the same way that everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, yeah, I think it is a difficult thing to balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being able to be part of a church community without, like, isolating yourself from the outside, and then also being able to be part of, like, the broader culture without conforming to it.
Is that maybe a worry that you have in, like, oh, I'm about to leave this community, like, I've grown so much, I've changed so much in it, and now I have to sort of, like, redefine, I guess, what that new community looks like?
Yeah, it definitely is a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going off and creating, like, building a new community elsewhere is always difficult.
Yeah.
And I think it's, like, especially scary for me because, like, as far as I'm aware, like, there's not a necessarily a huge, like, Christian presence within, like, graduate programs in, like, STEM fields. And so I think in that regards, like, at least within my work and my studies, it'll be probably very lonely in that aspect. And yeah, I think it'll require a lot of fortitude to be able to, like, stand firm in my beliefs and within that kind of environment. But I do think, like, the 4 years that I spent here within the community has helped a lot in, like, building myself to a point where I can be in that kind of position.
But I definitely think that, like, if it is something that is that God's calling you to do, that also you might be someone that somebody else needs. You know what I mean? Like, that somebody else is waiting for. And I think a lot of times we don't think about ourselves in that way. It's more like, oh, who's going to be there for me?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you never know who God is placing you in that area for.